Page 70. Browse the 5,000 listed studies. Most of the studies are NIH-sponsored, but experiments from other sponsors, including the pharmaceutical industry, are to be included. Additionally, many cancer, AIDS, and other specific research units, universities, and other entities maintain online lists of trials. This is all to the good. So far, patients and family members seeking one-stop shopping in their searches for new or better treatments for serious maladies. Given that the government sponsors as much research as it does, it might even be blameworthy if it did not make something like clinicaltrials.gov available, but here we must be very careful, and make two crucial distinctions. 1. Lists versus solicitations. The first distinction is between, 1. An online list of studies, and, 2. A mechanism for recruiting subjects into those studies. The difference between informing and recruiting can be quite subtle, but the upshot is always significant. The point at which one begins to recruit subjects normally should trigger a broad ensemble of ethical and legal protections. Most significant among these is review by an institutional review board, IRB, or Research Ethics Committee, under U.S.